sure don't want to rush anybody that's praying. Take your time. I appreciate that good singing this morning. That old song just don't ever get old, does it? Yes, ma'am, sis, you go right ahead. Hang on just a second. Let me...
You got that part or not? All the Ashley CAT scans came back.
I just want to thank God and tell him I love him and I appreciate him. I will never forget what he's done for me and what he's done for my family. I will never forget it. I don't ever want to take it for granted. Never, never. I love him so much and thank all of y'all.
Sometimes I think we take for granted just how big that testimony is. 16 years of being a pastor, it's probably one of the greatest miracles I've ever witnessed. I've been with a lot of families when the doctor came in and said, it's cancer. It's not just here and it's not just there, it's pretty much everywhere. And it's not just cancer, it's one of the rarest and most aggressive cancers we've ever seen. Lord sure is good. Thank you, Brother Todd. Yeah, I think our Ladies' Day next Saturday is going to be something else. Normally our men are not allowed to be in here, but I think there's going to be a couple hiding in the balcony. And I think there's a dad who wants to hear his daughter speak, and I think we may just allow that. Sister Sheila's been dying to get in my pulpit for years. Every time we have the preacher boys sign up to preach, she always puts her name on the list. So I want to see you click your heels over your head. That's... She's been practicing, amen. Lord, Lord. Take your Bible this morning, turn with me to the book of James. James chapter number 4. I don't know if I can preach or not this morning. My mind is so flooded. And I tell you what I'd love to do. I'd love to stand here for about an hour and tell you some stories. That's what I'd love to do. I may do that next Sunday. I may do it. I was thinking a while ago about our very first revival meeting. Brother Earl Partain came and preached. Old Steve Patterson sitting right there. Him and Randy Massey came down the altar and got saved. First people got saved in our church. Lenny and Squiggy. Amen. Thought I forgot that, didn't you, bud? He was hoping. Amen. I could just go on and on and on and on, and that's what my mind's doing this morning. And you know what? They're... some of the I'm gonna have to, Brother Jerry. Oh, some of the sweetest memories in my life have to do with this place. Amen. James chapter number 4. Y'all pray for me this morning. James chapter number 4, verse number 13. Read a couple of verses of scripture and give you a simple thought this morning. This being my 16th year in the ministry, it kind of got me thinking about this scripture. James chapter 4 and verse number 13, the Bible said, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while or a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." Let's read those two verses together again, all right? "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." If the Lord will, we shall do this or that. What is your life? He said, it's a vapor. What's a vapor? A puff of smoke. Winter time, and you breathe, and you see your breath just for a minute. Yes, amen. It's just a vapor. Yes, sir. That little haze you see in the air when you're pumping gas into your car, it's just a vapor. Yes. If I've learned anything in 16 years, it's this. Life is short. I would love to climb up in the balcony with you guys this morning. Teenagers, listen to, are you listening to me? Say amen if you're listening to me. Amen. Hey, wake up. I'd love to climb up in that balcony and shake you real good and say, life is short. You think you got forever, you're going to wake up 40. Ain't that right, Brother Robert? One of my best friends has been most of my life. He was there that very first Sunday. I remember the tears running down his face when he looked at me and said, "Would you be my pastor?" I'll never forget it. We used to talk every day. We don't talk as much as we used to. We used to talk every day. You know what we talked about, Brother Freddie? We talked about deer hunting, trucks, fishing, and Donna. You want something good to talk about, you just talk about Donna. Amen. We got on the phone the other day and talked for about 20 minutes. You know what we talked about? Blood pressure. I kid you not, we didn't talk about deer hunting. We talked about heart attacks. It's the God's truth. We talked about how many of our friends that are dead. Something's wrong with us. What are you saying? I'm saying life is short. Yes, sir. Amen. And it's precious. Do you know what a privilege it is? Everybody help me right quick. Do this. Just hold that for a second. You know what a privilege that is? Do you know what a blessing of God it is just to be able to suck in and blow out one more time? Do you know what a blessing it is to be able to walk in here on your own power, by your own strength? Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God we ought to just shout and say, hallelujah, it's good to be alive. Amen. How many of you glad you're alive this morning? Amen.
Yes, sir.
Some of you didn't raise your hand. I've been wanting to check you for a pulse for a long time anyway, amen. It's a blessing just to be alive. And then you put on top of just being alive, it's a blessing to be healthy. It is. It's a blessing just to be healthy. I discovered this week when they took my uncle into surgery, thought he had a bad gallbladder. I don't even know what a gallbladder is. I don't even know where it's at. But his was messed up. They cut him open, and what they found was a tumor the size of a cantaloupe. A cantaloupe, that's that big. He had no idea it was there. You say, what's that translate to? You know what it translates to. Here today, gone tomorrow. We better get to the place where we stop taking what we've got for granted. Can I say that again? Not much of a message this morning, just more of a thought. I know how many days I've had. I don't know how many I've got left. I know how many years in the ministry we've had together, Brother Charles. 16 good years. And if God is gracious and if God is merciful, we'll make it 17. And then maybe 18 and 19 and 20. I want to be an old man, still being your pastor, but I do not know what may be laying in one of the veins or the arteries leading up to my heart. There may be a blockage there right now, Brother Freddie, that could take my life and take me out of here. So what am I saying? I'm saying I want to get everything out of today I can possibly get out of today. Somebody said, preacher, why do you preach so hard and so loud? And I may not ever get to do it again. This may be it. This may be my swan song. This may be the last shot I ever have at affecting your life. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let her rip, Taylor Chip. Amen. You remember as a young preacher when you got an appointment to preach, how excited you were? I don't ever want to lose that. Sit in this chair Sunday after Sunday. Brother Williams sits beside me ready to make the announcement, and he'll say, you okay, preacher? Yeah. Somebody said, why do you prance back and forth across the platform? I'm nervous as a cat. 16 years, I'm still nervous. 16 years, I'm still anxious. 16 years, there's still anxiety. I don't ever want to lose that. Why? Because it's precious. Because it's wonderful. Because it's a privilege just to be alive, just to be healthy. And on top of all that, amen, bro. Amen. To be called a child of God. Amen. Amen, bro. If I don't ever get to preach again, I'm going to heaven when I die. How about you? You going? You got your ticket? Hallelujah. Well, one of these days I'm going to... Oh, really? Why not today? Why not today? Too often we take this life that God has given us for granted. We take the health that God has given us for granted. One of our men stood out here in the parking lot yesterday, and I ain't getting on nobody, so don't take this the wrong way. Stood out here in the parking lot yesterday and told me he is trying his best to quit smoking. You better. Another one of my men told me this morning, sitting in this sanctuary, the cigarettes are about gone. They better be. Why? You're falling apart as it is. You've been dying since the day you was born. Why add to it? Amen. Something happens when you turn 40. Can I get a witness? Actually, a lot of things happens when you turn 40. Me and my wife went on a date yesterday. Thank God I still got health enough to do that. You know what we did? We went to Sweetwater Park and hiked 3 miles. We didn't fish. We didn't do nothing but walk for 3 miles in the woods. What are you saying? We're paying a little more attention to how we're taking care of this thing. Why? Because it's a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away.
Amen.
A doctor sat in a room, room number 236 at Douglas General Hospital, looked my aunt in the face and said some of the hardest words I've ever heard spoken to a human being. But they had to be spoken. They were asking about treatment, chemo, radiation. Here's what the doctor said. And it's been ringing in my head ever since. He said, "Miss Weldon, you may want to consider quality of life and not quantity of life." Wow. You know what that made me do? That made me evaluate mine. What is the quality of my life? I saw a bumper sticker that said, "Life is good." Is it? I'm not begging for sob stories, but how's your life? What's the quality of it?
Amen.
The Lord can send something by your way to make you prioritize, reevaluate. All those Sunday mornings you spent in the mirror, spending hours on your hair, you never thought about not having it. It never crossed your mind. All the money we spend on our hobbies, we never thought we'd talk on the phone when one of us was in the hospital getting her heart checked out. We don't think about those things. Simply this morning. I don't know how many tomorrows I have. I don't know how many you have. My prayer is that you've got a bunch.
Yes, amen.
I hope you live to be as old and ugly as your daddy. Amen. Jason said, "I'll take the first part." Amen. I don't know how many we've got left, but let's make them good.
Amen.
Let's make them good. Let's make tomorrow good.
Yes.
That don't happen by accident. That happens on purpose.
Yes, sir.
If my marriage is going to be good tomorrow, I've got to make it good.
If
my relationship with the Lord is going to be good tomorrow, I've got the purpose in my heart to make my relationship with the Lord good. I'm not going to get up and slip and fall down and pray. I'm not going to pray on accident. I'm not going to read my Bible on accident. I'm not going to hand out a gospel tract on accident. I'm going to have the purpose in my heart. I'm going to make tomorrow count for the Lord Jesus Christ. Life is short. Time is fast. Only that which is done in Christ will last.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Have you ever realized that time speeds up the older you get?
Yes, sir.
How many of you remember when you were 15 and a half? I don't know what year it stopped, but we stopped. We quit putting them halves on, didn't we?
Yeah.
How old was he yesterday, Brother Freddy? 41. 6 months, you'll be 41 and a half. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm 44 and a half. Man. What are you saying? It goes, brother. I sat up here and wept this morning. Part of it joy. Part of it sorrow. I looked out across this crowd this morning. I thought about what I've done in 16 years. Not what the Lord's done. What I've done. And my heart was broke because I thought about what I could have done in 16 years. I said, preacher, you think you could have done more? Lots more. I could have tried harder. I could have dug deeper. I could have prayed more. But you know what? I can't do a thing about yesterday.
That's right.
I got about 6 or 7 points, and I ain't even going to hear. I ain't even going to preach it. How is it?
Amen.
Could you get your wife by the hand? Crawl up in this altar and say, honey, it's been good. Could you do that? Thank God I can. I told her yesterday, I said, how you gonna get me out of these woods if I have a heart attack? She wanted to race up a hill. I said, woman, I'll smoke you in my sleep. I outrun her. My heart outrun both of us. Got up this morning, can't walk. My knees killing. We got to the top of the hill, and by the grace of God, there was a bench. I ain't kidding. I mean, the Lord just put that there. It's just like the Holy Ghost said, sit down before you die. And I sat there on that bench, needing oxygen. I said, honey, if I fell over right now, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. Every step of the way, it's been awesome. 44 years old, and I know it's a lot about me this morning, but I can't help it. I've been more and seen more and done more than most people twice my age. It's been good. But I ain't done. I got another grandbaby coming. Hallelujah. I got more anniversaries to celebrate. So what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to live on purpose tomorrow. I'm going to have to live on purpose tomorrow. And so are you. Some of you just sitting around waiting for your life to get better. Ain't going to happen. Not till you get somewhere and decide for it too. Some of you have been walking in here Sunday after Sunday and hearing me preach. And if you died right now, you'd bust hell wide open. And you know it. You know in your heart you've never been saved. I can honestly look around this room and say, I've buried people younger than you. Younger than who? Anybody in this room? I've buried them from this to over 100. I've buried mothers. Brother Robert's niece, baby under each arm. What were they, 2 and 3? 1 and 2, baby under each arm. Got saved in our church. Brother Robert baptized in our old baptistry. Thank God we knew that.
Amen.
Her little old husband stood on the side of the road and watched why a log truck run over him, killed him. Sister Sue and her mama sitting here this morning. It's been what? 5 years ago. They got in their vehicle, drove all the way here from Jacksonville, Florida. Her husband, Tom, couldn't wait to see his preacher. Walked into the bathroom. Never walked out again. What are you saying? I don't know. There's no way to know. But I know what I do, God. I've got right now.
Amen.
I've got right now. If I were you, can I just give you some advice and I'm done? Brother Todd, come to the piano. I ain't done nothing but rattle and ramble this morning. Give you some good advice. I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care if you was born on the altar. I don't care how many times you've prayed. I don't care how many testimonies you've given, how many sermons you may have preached. Make sure you're saved. Make sure heaven is your home. So at least if that vapor vanishes today, your preacher can stand over you at the funeral home and say, thank God we will see him again. Make sure you're saved. More important than anything in your entire life, make sure heaven's your home. Be able to look at your family. And you know, some of your children have never heard you say it. Never heard you say it. If they had to stand in front of your casket, they'd hope, I hope Daddy's in heaven. I never heard him say it. Why don't you tell them? Katie Bug, where you at, baby? Your daddy's saved.
Yeah.
I'm a mess and I make a pile of mistakes, but I'm saved. If my ticker stops, no doubt in my mind, make sure you're saved.
Amen.
Secondly, just advice. Make sure you're right. Make sure you're right.
Yes.
In your heart.
Yes.
Make sure you're right with God.
Amen.
Make sure your sins are fessed up. Are you with me? Then make sure you're right with each other.
Amen.
Do you know how many fights we broke up at funeral homes? One of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life is walking into a funeral home in the midst of an argument. Families ready to claw one another's eyes out. I've heard statements. If so-and-so walks in this room, I'm going to stomp them. Statements. Oh, they can come, but I ain't speaking to them. What's your problem? Are you that stupid? What's the matter? You can't handle honesty?
Amen.
Yeah, but you don't understand my family. At least you got one. Will preached to me and down there in that rescue mission next Friday night and he'd give anything to have the aggravating family you got. You better make sure you're saved. You better make sure you're right with God. 99.9% of this church ought to get on this altar this morning. Say, God, if I die today, I just want to make sure everything's okay with me and you. Make sure we're right with God. Make sure we're right with each other. Honest before God in my heart, I have no ought against any man. I couldn't have said that a while ago, but I can say it this morning. I've said my I'm sorries. I've said my I forgive you. Some of you are way overdue. It could end today. I'd get right with each other. My wife is sitting with my daughter this morning. Between Sunday school and church, I called her. She said, "What are you calling me for? It's church time." I said, "I just want to tell you I love you. I sure do miss you when you're not here." You say, "Oh, that's silly." No, I'm not. I don't want to leave nothing undone. I hugged my mama this morning. We okay? Maybe I'm just preaching to me this morning. I know it ain't helping half of you. What is your life? If we did your biography, what would it be? Would it be a short story? Would it be a drama? Would it be fiction? In other words, a lie. Would it be a horror story? Would it be a comedy? What would it be? What is your life? Let's stand to our feet this morning. I don't even know how to give the invitation after such a mess as I've made this morning. But I'll just say this. If I were you and had the opportunity that you were being given right now, I'd get somewhere and get on my face and say, "God, help me to make a difference with my life." Todd, can you sing a little bit of that? I'm on my way back. Would that be all right? Or if you got something else on your heart, that'd be fine. You just mind the Lord this morning.